这是美国2007年出的一部电影。
This is a movie 2007.
这个 bucket list 哈、啊，多少人看过这个电影
？How many of you have watched this movie？
啊，挺有意思的一个电影。
It's a very interesting movie.
中文翻译成叫《遗愿清单》。那它讲的是呢，有两个人。
The story about two men.
其中一个是亿万富翁。
One is a billionaire.
开医院的。
An open hospital.
大老板。
It's a big boss.
很会赚钱。
And know how to earn money.
另外一个呢是汽车修理工。
And the other one is a car mechanic.
这两个人怎么遇到一起呢
？How did they met?
因为他们都得了类似的癌症。
They have similar terminal cancer.
住院的时候就住在一个病房。
So they end up lived in the same hospital room.
这也是电影要向我们每一个人传达的一个信息。
This is a message sent to us.
不管是富贵的、贫穷的
，No matter rich or poor，
在生与死的面前。都是平等的。
You are equal facing death.
所以当他们住院的时候
，When they were in the hospital，
几乎在同一个时间发觉他们剩下的日子都有限了。
They discovered together they have limited time.
医生告诉其中一个人说：“你大概只有六个月的时间。
”Doctor told one of them, "You only have 6 months to live."
告诉另外一个人说：“你大概只有一年的时间。
”Told the other one, "You have about a year to live."
这时候，这两个人就面临着同一个选择。
So now they are facing one choice.
他们怎么度过余下的日子呢
？How they plan to spend the rest of their life?
那这个时候，这个汽车修理工就想起一件事情。
The car mechanics remember a thing.
他在读大学的时候
，When he was in college,
他的一个哲学的教授呢，跟他们布置了一个作业。
The philosopher professor assigned them a homework，
让他们做一件事情，就是在他们离世之前，他们到底想做成哪几件事，请他写下来。
Write down a list what they want to accomplish before they die。
这个就被称为这个 bucket list。
So this is why the bucket list came。
那这两个人就开始写这个遗愿清单。
So both of them start writing down their bucket list.
他们做了一个决定。
So they made a decision.
他们不想就等在医院里面等着最后的那个期限到来。
They did not want to wait in vain in the hospital.
他们列出这个清单呢是想在他们离开这个世界之前呢完成几件事情。
So they wanted to accomplish things on their bucket list.
还知道他们去做的第一件事情是什么吗
？What is the first thing they did?
去跳伞。
They went parachute.
他们从来没有做过这件事情。
They have never done before.
他们以前也很害怕做这件事情。
Before they were fear of height.
现在呢，他们知道自己的年日有限呢，他们就一起去跳伞。
So they challenged this together.
第二件事情，他们是买了两部跑车。
The second thing, they bought two race cars.
这个亿万富翁很有钱。
The billionaire paid for it.
他说我别的没有，就剩下钱了。
They have nothing left but money.
所以他们就上这个赛车场去赛车。
So they went to the race track.
然后呢，他们就去周游世界。
And the third thing they start to do travel around the world.
那这个电影呢，试图把一个问题摆在我们每一个人的面前。
The movie presented the question in front of us.
人生的价值到底是什么
？What is the value in a man's life?
我们在地上活的这些的年日，到底做什么样的事情才是真正的有价值的
？What we accomplish on this earth is worthwhile.
当人最后离开这个世界的时候，是用什么来 measure 来衡量？这个人的人生的价值的。
When you leave this world, how you are measured by?
显然不是成为亿万富翁。
Apparently not being a billionaire.
因为亿万富翁面临这个最后这几个月时间的时候，他发觉他人生也没有什么意义。
Because this billionaire facing the same, he feels meaningless.
难道人生的意义就在于周游世界吗？
Is it purpose is to travel the world?
就在于去看那些你没有看过的风景吗
？To see the scenery you haven't seen before.
看过之后又怎样
？What happened after you saw them?
显然这件事情也不是人生最有价值需要去做的事情。
Apparently, this is not the most important things to do.
人生的意义就在于说去尝试去做一些新鲜的事情，你从前没有做又向往去做的事情。
Is it to challenge things you haven't done before?
显然也不是。
Apparently not.
因为你做完以后又怎么样呢
？And you don't feel much different afterwards.
所以在影片，实际上他一开始呢，他有提供一个答案。
In the beginning, they give an answer in the movie.
那今天我们结尾的时候，我们比较一下哈，跟我们读的圣经所提供的答案之间到底有什么样的区别和相同
So in the end, we'll compare what's the difference between the Bible's answer.
所以今天我想把这个问题摆在每一位弟兄姐妹的面前。
I want to present this question to you.
如果你知道你自己的人生只剩下六个月，
If you know you only have 6 months to live,
你会去做什么？
What will you do?
你会怎样度过剩下这几个月的时间？
How will you live the remaining months?
我们先来看今天我们读的经文。
Let's look at the scripture we read today.
实际上在这段经文里面，这个老年的彼得，
In this verse, the elderly Peter,
他已经知道他走到服侍主的这个结尾的时间了。
He know his life is coming to an end.
当他写下这一段话的时候呢，是给每一个在基督里的人。
He wrote this word in every one of us in Christ.
让我们看到人生的那个最重要的几件事情是什么？
To help us to see what's the most important things in life.
衡量我们一生的那个价值的那个尺度到底在哪里？
What's the measurements to value our life?
万物的结局近了。
All coming to an end.
他还不是讲说人生的尽头到了。
He didn't say a man's end is coming.
如果讲人生的尽头到，那每个人的时间还不一样嘞。
Because if that's the case, nobody had the same.
万物的结局近了，是讲基督再来的时候快到了。
The end of all things is near is talking about the time Jesus coming back.
当基督再来的时候，世界就要走到尽头了。
When Christ's second coming, the world is coming to an end.
在这件事情面前，不仅是那些富贵的和贫穷的没有区别了。
Not only the rich and poor, there's no difference.
连健康的和生病的也没有区别了。
Even the healthy or the sick, no difference.
每个人都要面临着人生的终点的时候，要来到上帝的面前被衡量的时候到了。
It's time for our final evaluation.
这是万物的结局近了，这句话摆在我们每个人面前的一个提醒，一个警醒。
This is a reminder to all of us, the end of all things is near.
在万物的结局近了这句话的面前，唯一的区别。
The only difference in front of this sentence.
就是你这个人在哪里。
Where you stand.
你这个人是在基督里还是在基督外。
Are you in Christ or outside Christ?
最终的审判的面前。
In the final judgment,
你那个地位是在基督与基督的关系成为最重要的事情。
Your relationship with Jesus is become the most important.
就像当初第一次神用洪水毁灭世界一样。
Like the first time God destroyed the world with flood.
当时的人就只有一个区别。
There's only one difference at the time.
你是在方舟里还是方舟外？
Are you in the ark or outside the ark?
方舟之外有很多很讲道德的人，可能。
There are moral people outside the ark.
在人看起来是好人的人也在那里。
People see they're good people.
但是如果他没有在那个挪亚的方舟的里面，结局就是一样的。
If they were not in the ark, they have the same ending.
就是灭亡。
Destroyed.
在方舟里的这八个人，不等于说他们做的所有的事就比方舟之外的人强。
The eight people who were in the ark didn't mean that they were better than the people who are not.
但是有一点他们跟方舟之外的人不同。
But the one different.
就是他们对上帝的话有信心。
They have faith in God's word.
相信神的警告。
They trusted in God's word.
相信神救人的那一条的出路的指示。
They trusted his direction for salvation.
因着信心他们进到方舟里面得以存活。
Through faith, they enter into the ark, then they survive.
今天也是这样。
Today is the same.
2000年来教会一直在为这个信耶稣得永生的福音在做见证。
For over 2000 years, a church being a testimony for salvation.
不断地向这个世界向世人来宣告。
Announce to this world.
当最终神降天火审判这个世界的时候，唯一的区别人与人之间。
When God's final judgment comes, the only difference.
就是你在基督里还是在基督外。
Are you in Christ or outside Christ?
你只要在基督的里面。
If you're in Christ.
不管是什么样的天火。
No matter what kind of a fire come down.
你不会遭到那个灭亡的结局。
You will not be destroyed.
但是在基督之外的人。
Outside Christ,
结局是一样的。
They have the same ending.
所以今天在我们这里，我要问当中的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
So we ask you today.
你是不是很清楚你今天在上帝面前的这个地位呢？
So are you know your position in God?
天上地下没有赐下别的名可以得救的。
There's no other names can be saved.
唯有借着相信耶稣基督才能够脱离上帝愤怒的这个审判的结局。
Only through Christ we can avoid God's wrath.
鼓励在我们当中已经信主还没有受洗的弟兄姐妹。
We encourage the brothers and sisters who already believe in God.
快快的来接受洗礼。
Quickly, get baptized.
把这件事情来盖上一个印。
To seal the stamp.
所以你在神的面前有一个确据和把握。
So you have the assurance in front of God.
万物的结局近了。
All things come to an end.
接下来彼得所讲的这段话。
And the following passage Peter mentioned.
是对每一个在已经在基督里的人讲的。
It's speaking to all the believers.
在基督里 的人可以听得明白。
Believers can understand.
对我们有意义。
It's benefit to us.
如果你今天还在基督之外，
If you are outside Christ today,
你可能也听到一篇很好的道理。
Perhaps you heard a good message.
甚至你也很愿意这样去尝试。
You're willing to try.
但基本上你是没有办法，这些话对你没有太多的意义的。
These words are not too helpful for you.
因为在你的里面如果没有基督的生命的话，
If you have not Christ's life in you,
这些话只是一篇很好的道理而已。
This message is a good teaching.
只有当我们里面有基督圣灵的内住的时候，
If we have the Holy Spirit dwell inside of us,
这些的话语才能够在我们的里面点起光来。
And those words will light the fire inside of us.
让我们好像觉得被激励、被感动、被催促去做这些事情。
Then we'll feel encouraged, motivated to do.
而且在我们里面那个基督里重生的生命呢，也是非常羡慕、渴慕这样的话语。
And the life inside of us longing for these words.
就对我们有意义。
It's benefit to us.
万物的结局近了。
All things coming to an end.
彼得接下来讲了三件事情。
Three things Peter mentioned.
我们要做这三件事情。
We'll do these three things.
哪三件事情
？What are they？
如果你不记得刚才读经的经文的话
，If you forgot what we read just now，
你会怎么写下面这句话呢
？What will you write？
万物的结局近了
，When the end is coming，
我剩下六个月的时间了。举例来说明
，to live, for example，
接下来你要做什么
？What will you do？
去祷告
，to pray。
刚才有多少人心里想到这个答案的呢
？How many of you thought this is to write down？
万物的结局近了，你要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
When the end is coming, therefore be alert of sober mind to pray.
为什么这件事情这么重要？
Why is this so important?
祷告好像不是一件事情而已。
Pray is not just one thing.
祷告在这段经文里面成为一切所有事情的最重要的一个基础。
Pray is the foundation of all important things.
然后呢，他讲说要彼此要切实的相爱。
And second, love each other deeply.
这件事情被称为最要紧的事。
This one was called above all.
不可缺少的事。
Most important things.
缺了这件事情，别的你其他的活动啊、动作啊都变得意义不大。
It's meaningless without it.
然后第三件事情要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
The third one be the faithful steward for God.
万物的结局近了。
All things coming to an end.
做这三件事情。
Do these three things.
这三件事情其实不是孤立的彼此。
These three things are not isolated.
这三件事情彼此之间有一个内在的非常紧密的关系在里面。
There is a close connection within them.
祷告是所有的事情的基础。
Prayer is the foundation of all things.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为祷告是在讲你跟神的关系。
It's talk about the relationship you with God.
你跟神有那样一种爱的关系。
Do you have this loving relationship with Him?
你明白基督爱你。
You know God love you.
你明白神爱你。
You know He loves you.
神爱我们到一个地步，把他的一切连同他的儿子一起给了我们。
He loves us to the point to give His only begotten Son.
因着这件事，你跟神有这样一种爱的关系，让你生活当中的其他的事情都变得有意义。
Because of this, you have a relationship connection with God, make other things meaningful.
好比说这个零和一的关系一样。
The example is one and zero.
你的事业
Your career,
你的家庭,
your family,
你的, 做的所有的事情,
all things you do,
就像一个一个的零一样,
it's like each zero.
如果前面没有那个一的话,
if there's none of the leading one,
再多的事情最后还是零加在一起,
all the zero add together still zero.
但是你把这件事情把上帝放在你生命的中心,
if you put God at the center of your life,
你有了这个一之后,
you have this one,
后面每加一个零,
every zero add on,
让你的事情就增加十倍,
make your duplicate.
所以这件事情彼得是放在第一件事情讲的。
So Peter said this is the number one thing.
第二件事情彼此切实的相爱。
Number two, love each other deeply.
耶稣说你爱我爱神的话,
Jesus said if you love me,
你们就当遵我的命令去行。
You gotta follow my command.
那这个命令是什么?
What is the command?
就是彼此相爱。
It's to love each other.
所以第二件事情是第一件事情的表达。
The second thing is the manifest of the first thing.
爱神是通过什么表达出来的?
How you reveal you love God.
是通过你爱人表达出来的。
It's to love people.
爱神,神看不见。
You love God who's unseen.
但是当你爱你身边很具体的看得见摸得着的这些弟兄姐妹的时候就是你对神的爱的一种的表达。
So when you love the tangible people around you is how you express you love God.
第三件事情神为什么给我们各样的恩赐?
And the third thing, why God gave us all sort of gifts?
实际上这个恩赐呢是一种工具而已。
Those gifts are tools.
一种手段能力而已。
The ability.
是用我们来用来这些恩赐来服侍别人的
We use those ability to serve,
让别人得益处的
to benefit others.
是我们爱人的一种表达
It's the expression how we love others.
你看他花了最多的笔墨是讲第三件事情
Peter used more words to describe the third thing.
第一件事情他放在第一位但只用了半句经文讲完了
The first thing he only read half a sentence.
第二件事情很重要他只用一句话就讲完了。
The second is most important but only described in one sentence.
但第三件事情他用了三节的经文给我们解释。
The third thing he described in three sentences.
所以这是在整个的万物的结局进了这个大前提下彼得要告诉我们怎样抓紧我们的时间来做那些最有意义的事情。
So this is under the heading of all things near, the three important things.
好好的使用神给我们的各种的能力和恩赐。
And utilize your gift wisely.
不用的话到时候会作废的。
It will be taken away.
所有的恩赐都是暂时的。
All the gifts are temporary.
将来到天上先知讲道的也不用讲道了。
When you go to heaven, do not need to preach.
啊，讲方言的终必要终止的。
And will end speaking in tongues.
这些的恩赐是用来我们表达人的服侍和爱的一种的方式。
So those gifts we used to serve people.
我们爱人呢又是出于我们爱上帝的那个最高的动机。
We love people because we love God.
所以我们一个一个来看哈这三件事情、
so、
我们今天当如何去行。
Let's look at each one of them and how to do.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
End of all things is near, therefore be alert and sober mind, so you may pray.
谨慎自守和警醒祷告这两件事情呢，不是分开的。
Be alert and of sober mind is not separated.
是一件事情。
It's one thing.
英文讲得很清楚。
English described clearly.
他的意思是说，你保持头脑很清醒。
Be very alert in your mind.
很警醒的一个心为的是更好的去祷告。
Be alert so you can pray.
不要让别的事情干扰你。
Do not be interrupted by other things.
不要让别的事情占据你的时间和精力。
Do not let other things to occupy your energy and time.
以至于你可以专心的跟神在一起。
So you can concentrate to be with God.
祷告的这个词哈，在新约里面用好多词来讲这件事情。
The word prayer in the New Testament mentioned many times.
这里这个词是由两部分组成的。
This word is two part.
前面这个部分呢是讲到朝向的意思，对准的意思。
The pro means leaning towards.
第二部分这个词的意思是渴望。渴慕追求的意思
The second part means longing
所以把这两个部分加在一起你就知道哈，这里面所用的这个词讲祷告是说我们对神的那样一种的渴慕
So put them together where longing and thirst for God.
别的事情在你心目中都不是那么重要。
Other things are not important.
一旦你有时间，
Once you have time.
一旦你空下来了，
Once you're resting.
你就渴望去来到上帝的面前。
You're longing to come in front of him.
我们常常讲说归心似箭。
A heart is longing for home.
哇，离家很久了。
You leave, when you leaving home long.
我们要回家了。
We want to go home.
哇，那个人还没有到家。
You body have not arrived.
心早早已经跑到那里去了。
But your heart arrived first.
想跟你所爱的家人能够团聚。
You want to be with the family you love.
啊，快过生日了。
When your birthday comes.
啊，你知道有人给你预备了生日礼物。
You know people prepare the gift for you.
啊，你还不知道那个礼物是什么。
You don't know what's the gift.
你很期待那天的到来。
You're expecting that day.
马上我们又到感恩节到圣诞节。
Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming around.
心中早早的盼望那个东西快来。
Our heart hope the things will come sooner.
这里是用这个词来讲述的就是这样一种的心态。
So in here, the words was described this kind of attitude.
万物的结局近了。
When the end is coming to an end.
当你想到这件事情的时候。
When you think of these things.
你巴不得快快地来到上帝的面前。
Or you want to come in front of God.
快快地经历与他面对面的那样一种的美好。
Quickly experience the highlight to experience.
等不及要跟神在一起团聚。
You cannot wait to see him.
主耶稣基督就是这样。
Christ is like that.
这句话是彼得写的。
This is what Peter wrote.
彼得跟耶稣三年半。
Peter followed Christ for 3 years.
他在耶稣的身边观察耶稣，发觉耶稣就是这样的人。
He was with Christ and watched him.
早晨起来他也去见神。
In the morning he prayed with his father.
晚上别人都休息了，他上山去祷告。
When everybody rested, he went to pray.
一旦有时间他也就迫不及待地来到父神的面前。
Once he has time, he couldn't wait to go pray.
跟神好像有讲不完的话。
He seemed to have endless things to say.
尤其是越到耶稣的这个后面的这段时间，最后晚餐呢，上十字架这段时间。
Especially toward later in his life.
彼得看得清清楚楚。
Peter saw it.
在最后晚餐的最后一段的时间，耶稣在做什么？
At the last supper,What did Christ do?
耶稣在祷告。
He was praying.
记载在圣经里面最长的一段祷告就是在约翰福音第17章在最后晚餐结尾的时候耶稣那个所谓大祭司的祷告。
John chapter 17, the last supper, that's the longest prayer.
他知道他要离世要见父神了。
He knew he was about to leave the world and see his father.
他就谨慎自守。
So he was alert and of sober mind.
专心地把心中的那些负担那些的渴望跟天父去讲。
He took his burden of his heart and his longing. He talked to his father.
最后晚餐之后耶稣做什么？
And after the last supper, what did he do?
他就带着门徒去了克西马尼园。
He brought his apostles to the Gethsemane.
在那里警醒祷告。
And he was praying also.
也告诉门徒说你们要跟我一起警醒祷告免得入了迷惑。
He also told the apostles to pray with him so they do not fall into temptation.
耶稣在地上的最后时间在十字架上耶稣在做什么？
What did he do when he was on the cross?
他一上十字架就开始祷告。
He prayed.
他在十字架上讲的最后一句话父啊我将我的灵魂交在你的手中。
At the last sentence he said, Father, I give you my soul.
这是耶稣基督自己做的事情。
This is what Christ did.
也是他吩咐门徒要去做的事情。
It's also he asked the apostles to do.
因为在耶稣的心目当中，父神是在他生命的中心。
Because in his heart, God of the Father is in the center of his world.
我们知道祷告可以改变事情。
We know prayer can change things.
当耶稣在十字架上祷告的时候，
When Jesus prayed on the cross,
那个百夫长最后就得救了，很奇妙。
The centurion believing God,
旁边那个强盗也得救了。
The thief also got saved.
祷告可以改变事情，也改变别人。
Prayer can change things, change people.
当这个斯提凡殉道的时候
，When Stephen was before he died,
你看在他快死的时候，他也是像耶稣基督一样，像神祷告。
He also prayed.
结果就带来那个扫罗最终的得救。
That lead to Saul's believing in Christ.
Spurgeon 又讲过一句话，他说，不管你喜欢不喜欢，这个祷告是天国的原则。
The Spurgeon gave a word, whether you like it or not, it's the rule of the kingdom.
当属神的子民在祷告与父神亲近的时候，
When believers pray and have fellowship with God,
仇敌撒旦就在那里颤抖。
And the devil is crumbling.
这是祷告的重要性。
This is the importance.
然而祷告最重要的不是改变，不仅是改变事情和改变别人，更重要的是改变我们这个祷告的人。
The most important thing is not only to change others and things, it change ourselves.
改变我们的心。
Change our heart.
让我们心呢更加渴慕神。
Make our heart more longing.
让我们的心更加远离这个世界的搅扰和欺骗。
And help our heart to stay away from the temptation.
让永恒的事情，让永恒的那位主充满，不断的充满在我们的心中。
And to ask God to fill our heart.
所以盼望真的是能够渴望更多的花时间在祷告的事情上。
Yet we wish that all of us more praying more.
第二件事，彼得提醒我们要最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
The second thing Peter said, love each other deeply, because love can cover multitudes of sins.
这里中文翻译成彼此切实相爱。
The Chinese word is love each other, 切实。
那英文呢翻译成 deeply, 很深的去彼此相爱。
The English said love each other deeply.
那实际上这个词的意思是说，那个运动员在场上运动的时候，要争冠军的时候，那个肌肉的那种状态。
This actually described the athletes in the racing. They were striving.
把身上所有的肌肉的力量都调动起来。
They used all their muscles power.
要得百米冠军了，要开始要跑了。
They are about to start the race.
把所有的力气都用上。
Use all their energies.
要跑这个马拉松了哈，要从始至终把你所有的力气都摆上，是这个意思。
Utilize all your strengths.
竭力的彼此相爱。
And strive to love each other.
那我们知道这个圣经有很多的比喻来讲教会，讲我们基督徒在一起。
We know that the Bible many words describe the church.
我们最近常常提到说，教会是基督的身体。
We often heard that the church is the body of Christ.
身体比较强调的这个比喻呢是强调我们彼此之间生命的联系。
This talk about our life's connection.
你这是分不开的，这个就是一个身体嘛。
You cannot separate a body.
如果你进教会看到只有一个腿在那里走，
If you see only one leg is walking,
只有一个手在那里做事，
Only one hand is doing things,
哇，我们吓死了，
We'll be scared.
是一个身体在做事，
It's a body doing things.
不只是一个腿一个手，不能分开的，
You cannot separate the leg from.
不管你喜欢不喜欢，我们这是一个身体，
Whether you like it or not, we are one body.
神把我们放在一起，
God put us together,
彼此配搭做事情，
And we work in unison.
那彼此相爱的这个关系主要是用家这个观念来描述的。
And to love each other, this was described in a family setting.
我们一提到这个家庭，我们就会想到是一个被接纳的地方。
The family, we think of place you're accepted.
你可能在外面遇到很多不愉快的事情，但一到回到家你可以放松了。
You have lots of struggle outside, you can relax when you come home.
有人做一些这个企业的研究调查的时候，他们发觉全世界三分之二的私人企业是家族企业。
When they did the research of business, they find out that all over the world, two-thirds of the business are family business.
在中国大陆这个比例更高，达到 85%。
Even higher in mainland China, 85% are family business.
就是那些比较成功的那些的企业是一家人办起来的。
The more successful business are family business.
他们研究这种家族企业，发觉这种家族企业比较起非家族企业有两个很大的长处。
When they do research, they find the two strengths compared to non-family business.
第一个就是在这一起办企业的人很齐心。
One is they work very united.
上下齐心，很团结。
United in heart.
彼此的忠诚度很高。
Their loyalty to each other very strong.
所以因为这个特点，他们就能够比较有能力去抵抗外界的压力。
So they, because of this, they're easier to weather the storm from outside.
当经济环境不好的时候，
When the environment economically
当外在这个的这个挑战来临的时候，
When there's challenge outside,
这些人可以很抱团。
They can, united together.
比较容易度过那个企业的比较艰难的时期。
So they can, survive the difficult time.
第二个特点他们发觉家族企业他们比较有长远的计划。
The second is they have long-term goals.
尤其是训练他们的这个领袖和同工的时候。
Especially training their leaders.
可能这个孩子在他读大学的时候就已经计划好将来他要去接班的。
They planned when they're youngsters in college.
那这些在这里做事的人他们也比较能够长期的在这样的企业当中做事。
And they'd be able to work in the inside for long term.
所以以至于他们可以接受比较长期的训练和培养。
So they can be trained.
那我们在这里只是做一个比喻了。
We just use this as an example.
我们不会也不应该用管理企业的方式来治理神的教会。
We will not use these business models in church.
但这一两点是我们可以借鉴的。
But those two things we can learn from.
我们是一个神的大家庭。
We are a family of God.
来到这里呢是借着神的爱把我们本来不是一家人的人放在一起的。
Because of his love, he put us into family.
而且神给我们一个更高的一个比血缘联系还更亲密的一种联系。
He gave us a connection that is stronger than blood.
就是在圣灵里面的那样一种的联系。
It's the connection in the Holy Spirit.
是在生命里面的一种的联系。
It's the connection in life.
地上有血缘的家人呢，不一定永远在一起的。
We may not be together with our blood brothers sisters.
但是借着我们在基督里面这样一个重生的生命的话，我们可以有永远的关系。
Because the new life we have in Christ, we have eternal relationship.
而且在神的家中，当我们定义彼此相爱的时候，
When we determine to love each other deeply,
当我们定义无论发生什么样的事情，我们 don't give up on each other 的时候，不放弃彼此的时候，
When we determine not to give up on each other,
那在这样一个爱的家庭当中，人的生命可以比较稳定的、持续的成长。
In such environment, our life can steadily grow.
所以在神的家当中最重要的是这里讲的哈，彼此有这样一种切实相爱的关系。
That's why in God's family, it's important to love each other deeply.
而且这种爱不是盲目的。
This kind of love is not aimless.
爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Because love covers over multitudes.
当你爱他的时候，不是说哦，他都好。
You love him because not he,
没有任何毛病。
No problem.
从来没有得罪过你。
And never wronged you.
不是这样的。
Not so.
你看得清楚。
You can see clearly.
你也甚至受过伤害。
You probably injured before.
但因着基督的爱在你的里面。
Because Christ's love in you.
你可以用这个爱来去遮掩。
So you use this love to cover.
在爱里可以宽容。
To forgive in love.
在爱里可以接纳。
To accept in love.
在爱里面可以去讲诚实话，帮助他去成长。
To speak truth in love to help him or her grow.
这是神希望我们基督徒做的事情。
This is what God's wish for us.
第三件事情是做神百般恩赐的好管家。
The third thing is to be God's faithful steward.
你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
Should you be, show hospitality towards each other without grumbling?
为什么彼得写到这里特别把这个互相款待不发怨言提出来呢？
Why did he mention without complaining?
你要去读上文你就知道说当时的教会是面临着逼迫的这样一个大环境。
If you read the scripture, prior, you know the church was persecuted.
好多人被逼迫的情况下必须要离开他的居所去到别的地方。
People were persecuted and then they have to leave their home church.
那这样的基督徒无论走到哪里他很需要其他的基督徒的帮助。
They needed other Christians' help.
这是很实际的当时教会的基督徒面临的一个问题。
That's the problem they face at the time.
款待人是一种的恩赐的。
To be hospitable to others is a gift.
但是一天接待一批，两天接待第二批，接着这样去接待的时候，做时间长会很辛苦的。
A day after day hosting people can wear you out.
所以彼得提醒
Peter remind the brothers and sisters
有能力去不断的接待别人的这样的教会的家庭。
Those family had the ability to be host.
在做这件事情的时候，不要发怨言。
And when you do such things without grumbling.
所以从第九节开始呢，就开始讲属灵恩赐的事情。
From verse 9, he starts to talk about the gift.
那他中心的思想就是在讲说，你做这件事情的时候，做这个恩赐的好管家。
The center of this passage is to be a faithful steward.
所以彼得很清楚，在我们使用运用恩赐这件事情，最重要的是做好管家。
So Peter knows most important when you utilize your gift is to be a steward.
彼得知道他只是管家而已。
Peter knew he was a steward.
这些的能力恩赐都不是他的。
These gifts are not his.
他不是主人。
He's not the host.
他以前不过就是一个渔夫而已。
He was just a fisherman.
如今他能够成为教会的柱石。
Now he could be the foundation of the church.
跟其他的那些同伴、那些使徒一起可以改变世界的。
Can change the world with his partners.
在各地建立教会的。
Establish church.
把神的国度、上帝的能力、荣耀带到地上来的。
Bring down God's glory and power.
他们所做的事情可以攻入阴间把灵魂救出来的。
They can attack the hell and save souls.
彼得再清楚不过了。
He know clearly.
这一切都是神那里来的。
Those are gifts from God.
他只是管家。
He was just a steward.
他只是在地上替神去经管这些事情。
He was the manager for God's things.
给他的金钱替神去分配。
And the money he was get to and help to arrange.
所以当初在耶路撒冷那些人都把田产都卖了吗？
So people sold their belongings.
把钱放到哪里？
They give their money to?
使徒的脚前。
To the apostles.
他们就替神去分配给那些有需要的人。
So they help to make arrangement.
他们有的时间，他们有的精力，他们有的这些的资源，都是在替神去分配。
The time, energy, resource they had is to help arrange things for God.
没有人配的。
And nobody is worthy.
没有人说哦，我很聪明，我可以去做这件事情的。
No one said I'm so bright, I can do it myself.
彼得很清楚。
Peter knows.
他也提醒我们。
He reminded us.
今天我们所拥有的时间、金钱、才干、恩赐。
Everything we have today.
都是神给我们。
It's all gift from God.
替神去使用。
Then we utilize for him.
百般的恩赐。
Variety of form.
教会里面不同的恩赐。
Different kind of gifts.
不同的能力表现。
Different manifest abilities.
是为了让我们去彼此服侍。
It's for the purpose of we serve each other.
举个例子。
For example.
不是真的事情。
It's not a real thing.
我们想象出来。
Let's imagine.
比如今天我们吃中午饭的时候。
At lunchtime.
一位老弟兄拿了饭。
If elderly brother gets food,
一转心身体没有站稳。
If he turned around, didn't stand still,
不小心这一盘的饭菜就扣到地上。
So the food turned over.
你看到这件事情你会有什么反应？
What is your reaction?
第一人看到说，哎，赶快拿扫帚拿这个，把它清理一下。
The first person see it and say, let's clean it up.
这个人是有服侍别人的恩赐的。
So he has the gift of serving.
那第二个人来了，看见说，哎，老弟兄，你没事吧
？A second person comes, brother, are you all right?
赶快坐下来。
Please have a seat.
讲几句话安慰他。
Try to say things comfort.
这样的事情总会发生的喽。
This will happen always.
不是你的错喽。
It's not your fault.
这个人可能有关怀怜悯人的恩赐。
This person perhaps have the gift of compassion and care.
第三个人可能走过来说，哎，弟兄，没问题，再来一盘，我付钱。
The third person maybe comes and don't worry, brother. Let me get you another one. I'll pay for it.
奉献的恩赐。
It's have a gift of offering.
第四人看见这件事情说，哎，怎么没有这么多的事情没有人管理呢？
The first person comes and how come this many things nobody takes care of?
李弟兄来，你来扫清理这个场面。
And brother Lee, come clean it up.
张姊妹，你去陪陪这位老弟兄。
Sister John to accompany the brother.
这个服侍饭食的姊妹们，下一次我们可以这样做，避免这样的事情发生。
And brothers and sisters who serve the food, let's do this next time to avoid this happen again.
想到这样的事情，做这样的事情，哎，他可能有管理的恩赐。
So this person has the ability to manage.
当我们不同的人发挥不同的恩赐的时候，哎，这件事情就可以处理的比较妥当。
If all of us utilize our gift, these things will be settled.Fairly,
而且皆大欢喜。
Everyone will be happy.
不要期待别人跟你想的、跟你做的一定是一样的。
Don't expect others to think or say things just like you.
因为神把我们放在一起就是不同的人。
And God put us together, we're all
different. 每个人都是独特的。
We're all unique.
想的不一样，看的不一样，做的也不同。
We think differently, see differently, do different things.
但当我们彼此这样配搭的合适的时候，哎，这件事情就变得很美。
When we work together in unison, it's become a beautiful thing.
如果关怀别人的人去心里去论断人就不好了。
If the people who has the gift of care start to judging others,
看到那个扫地的人说，哎，你都不关心人，只看重那个事儿。
If he see the people who cleaning up, so you don't care about the person, you only care about things.
能够奉献的那个人，如果心里在那里嘀咕一件事情。
If the person has gift of offering and grumbling in his heart.
说别人说，你看你只知道忙去做事情，只知道动嘴却不做点实际的事情。
If you only know how to speak and don't do things.
那这样就不好。
This is not good.
那个有管理恩赐的人看到说，哎，这么多的事情怎么都没有人来去统筹一下，都各干各的，多不好。
If the person has the ability to manage, start to think, how come in many things nobody care?
这不是神让我们有这些恩赐能力的目的。
This is not the purpose God gave us.
不是来比较的。
Not to use to compare.
是用来服侍的。
It's used to serve.
感谢主啊，今天我们这个开会员大会。
Thank God for the meeting we're going to have today.
我们有11位的同工被提名做长老做执事的。
11 brothers and sisters.
还有更多的弟兄姐妹是不是在这个提名的名单上的。
Many brothers and sisters was not nominated to be elder and deacons.
无论是在名单上的还是不是在名单上的。
Whether or not you're being nominated.
当我们忠心的使用神给我们各方的恩赐能力。
When we use the gift faithfully.
就在我们神把我们摆放的那个服侍的位置上忠心去服侍主的时候
In the position God places you
神的家就被建造起来
So God's family will be established
神的名就得了当得的荣耀
God's name will be glorified
我们在其中也可以一起的成长成熟
And here we grow together and mature
这是神把我们放在一起的美好的目的
This is the wonderful purpose he put us together
所以这是接下来这段经文提醒我们的。
So this is the message reminding.
若有讲到的，要按照神的圣言讲。
If anyone speaks, they should do so as one speak the very words of God.
若有服侍人的，就按照神所赐的力量去服侍。
If anyone serve, they should do so with the strength of God provide.
目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose?
叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
So that all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
万物的结局近了。
All things coming to an end.
盼望我们能够得到从神而来的智慧。
Wish you have the wisdom come from God.
在这里学习爱神。
Here we together to learn to love God.
爱人。
Love people.
并且使用神给我们的恩赐来让人得益处让上帝得荣耀
And to utilize the gift he gave us to benefit other people to glorify God's name
再回到我们开始提到的那部电影
And go back to the movie we mentioned earlier
在遗愿清单这一开始他试图这个整部影片想要表达的那个意思他就讲出来了、
The whole movie wants to express a main idea
这句话呢是一段的独白
It's a solo
他就在问说人生的意义到底用什么来衡量呢、
The movie asked What is the value of this life?
他说有些人呢是用身后的家人、啊、对他们的态度来衡量
Some people are measured for the people behind them their family
所以有些人是照着这个人的信心的大小来衡量
Some people are valued by their confidence.
而有些人呢是用爱来衡量。
Some people are measured by love.
还有人认为说人生根本就没有意义。
Some people think they're always meaningless in life.
然后这个独白说我认为。他认为人的意义价值是用你所影响过的人帮助过的人来衡量的。
So the character described that you're measured by the people you influence.
其实这句话讲的蛮有意思的。
It's very interesting what he said.
也对也不对。
It's true, but not all true.
他讲出一部分的道理。
Partly its meaning.
确实是我们这个人的一生不是只关乎我们自己的。
Our life is not just about ourselves.
如果你的一生能够让别人得益处，
If your life can benefit others,
可以帮助过别人，
Can help others,
可以建造过别人，
Can establish others,
可以让别人的生命得益处，你当然你的人生就变得很有意义。
Of course, your life is meaningful if you can help others.
但人的话语总是有限的。
But people's word is limited.
当我们对照彼得在圣灵的启示下所讲出这段话的时候，
When we compare what Peter mentioned,
我们发觉我们的人的价值和意义，
We find our meaning in life.
不光是用我们使用恩赐的程度来衡量的，
Not only how we utilize our gift.
更是在于说我们在做这件事情我们背后是不是有那个爱人的动机来衡量的。
It's the motivation behind us.
那在这事情之后之上最重要的就是说我们是不是跟神有那一种爱的关系。
More important though is how we love God.
我们行使恩赐也好。
We utilize our gift.
爱人如己也好。
Love others deeply.
跟人保持那一个和睦和好的关系也好。
Have harmony with other people?
最终是不是为了让上帝得荣耀？
Is the ultimate goal, have we glorified his name?
盼望我们在神的话语当中得智慧。
May we gain wisdom through his word.
有一首诗歌啊，唱的歌词呢，就是我们今天读的这一段话。
There's a song that the words are from today's scripture.
诗歌的名字就叫万物的结局近了。
The name said, The end of all things is near.
我们来唱这一首回应的诗歌。
Let's sing this together.